Today is Friday, February 13th, 2015, and this is Mari Allen, and I will be interviewing Marilyn Lynn Jessup and her daughter Kimberly Kim Jessup at Lynn's home, which is 45 Cornelia Avenue, Mill Valley. And let's start this interview. Thank you so much for agreeing to sit down for our interview.
You're very welcome.
And if both of you can just say your name so that the transcriber can identify whose voice is whose. So, Lynn, why don't we start with you?
Lynn Jessup. What else was I supposed
That's
to
That's perfect. So, okay. This is Lynn's voice, and Kim, go ahead.
Kimberly Jessup.
Thank you. Lynn, so let's start with you. So where and when were you born?
I was born in Phoenix, Arizona in 1928.
Okay. And when did you move to Mill Valley?
In 1956.
Probably pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
And did you come by yourself or did you come with someone when you came to Mill Valley? What brought you here?
I moved here with my husband, who's an architect.
And what was your husband's name?
Richard Jessup.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to buy this house when we first moved here. And
the one we're in right now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't get it. So we bought a house in Homestead Valley.
What was your offer on the house when you were trying to buy it?
36.5.
36,000.
In 1956.
Yeah.
And do you recall what the address was of the home in Homestead Valley that you ended up living in?
It was on Todd Way.
Oh.
316, was it? Or?
I don't remember, but it...
I don't remember either.
Right in my neighborhood.
Three mm-hmm. something.
Just right off of Laverne on Todd Way. And so when did you end up purchasing this house then?
In, I think we only lived there.
You have a picture of bringing Robin home as a baby at this house. So it had to have been in probably 1958 you moved. Maybe moved here. You might have lived there 2 years.
And no, then, I don't think we lived there that long.
Okay.
We were watching this house like hawks because we knew that the family that lived here weren't going to stay. So the minute they put it on the market, we were first in line.
So I saw on the outside of the house that it says that this house was built in 1891.
Right.
So tell me who were the people that you bought it from, were they?
The Bostwicks.
And were they an original Mill Valley family?
As far as I know,
mm-hmm.
I don't really know that much about him.
He was, wasn't he the first mayor of Mill Valley?
I guess you're right.
So I guess only mayors have lived here?
Only mayors have lived in this house.
Mm-hmm.
That is Look, amazing.
I'm glad you're
I'm just filling in a
Well,
bit.
It's great. It's great. Well, Lynn, tell me about your daughters. You said you have five daughters, so can you tell me about when who lived here? Did they all were they all born in this house or?
No, let's see. I had three when we moved here.
Three daughters already, and what are their names?
Katie, Lindley, and Carson. And Lindley is deceased. Carson is living in Missouri. And then we had Robin and Kim.
And Katie is in up in Mount Shasta?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And we have a cabin up there that's an old railway express depot that we moved out onto some property out in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you first moved to Mill Valley, what was it like?
Well,
describe downtown to me.
It's very much the same. You know, Mill Valley has really stayed pretty much the same. I don't think there are any new buildings downtown.
Well, remember the plaza used to be a rutted old parking lot?
Right. I do remember that.
And the Greyhound buses would drive in through the parking lot and park right in front of the depot. And the Golden Gate Transit also did that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a busy depot.
It was a busy depot for buses at the time.
Yeah.
When you first were here. Now, Kim, tell me about yourself. So tell me first where you were born and when you were born.
So I was born here in Marin County at Marin General. And I'm the youngest of the sisters. And I took over my dad's architecture business. I got to work with him for maybe 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he retired, and I took over his firm. And we were in the city and moved it to Mill Valley. So I just were 4 blocks from my office in my house. And
which is nice.
Yes. So I went to Old Mill and then went to Ed McGuire when it was middle school. I think I went to middle school when it first opened, so it was either, I think it was my 8th grade year. And then went to TAM and then went to University of Oregon for architecture school.
And then did you return to Mill Valley right after that?
I came back to work with my dad. I didn't live in Mill Valley. I lived in Kentfield, I think, first, and then Corte Madera, and then Mill Valley. And then I bought my house in 89 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
So tell me about your husband. So you said he was an architect.
Mm-hmm.
So what did he do in this house? So tell me about this house.
Well, this house, the living room had boards about this wide, redwood with dark varnish,
mm-hmm.
shiny. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. And let's see, I can't remember.
The house was very dark. We do have a picture of a couple old pictures, but I don't remember. I don't know when you did this remodel to it, but
Well, we started right as soon as we could doing superficial things.
Mm-hmm.
And then
so I wonder when you bought the wood from the for the Richardson Bay Bridge. So this is all...
Yeah.
So in the room we're sitting in, all the wood is reclaimed from
the
original bridge.
Clear heart redwood. And you can see that the paneling is very unusual. It's 16 inches wide and an inch thick.
Wow, you can't really see the thicknesses.
Yeah.
So well, that's amazing.
And then these beams are, I think, 6 by 24. They're just really big. Big, huge beams.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
So, Kim, was your dad a big influence in terms of you deciding to become an architect, or did you choose not to go into it first? How did you decide?
So both mom and dad, and in fact our whole family, are have been very artistic, and each one of us kind of did had our own path. Mom did a lot of painting and collage, and they both loved to work with their hands, so they did a lot of work on the house themselves. And then, you know, my dad was an architect in the city. And through the schools, before Kiddo, the schools had amazing art programs, just amazing art programs. And so in 6th grade, I took pottery and jewelry making. And then TAM had an amazing jewelry program with Mr. McCallion, was my teacher. The teacher in junior high was Mrs. Mueller, a German woman. She was quite something. But anyway, Mr. McCallion was a fabulous person, and
Mrs. Mueller wasn't her favorite.
Well, interesting. But anyway, she was a very wonderful teacher. And so I took jewelry, and I thought I was going to become a jeweler. And then I realized for some reason that I wasn't going to make a living at that. And I have no idea why I thought I was supposed to make a living. So I had always loved Dad's drawers of tool, architectural tools, all the pencils and the triangles and all that kind of stuff. And so I decided to apply for architecture school, and who knows why, I got in. That was a shock, I think, to all of us. And anyway, and then I just came back and worked with Dad.
And, mm-hmm. and did your sisters, did any of your other daughters go into architecture?
Mm-mm.
Nobody.
No, the other ones, one did stained glass, another one did pottery, and now she has a nursery, a garden up in Mount Shasta. And then... And then the one who died, she was really an amazing artist. She mm-hmm. she did this one here.
And these are all oil paintings we're looking at?
Clouds. She did this is an oil, the clouds in there is the oil, the pencil.
Oh my gosh, beautiful. All of this.
She's really...
pencil is the five daughters.
Yeah.
Oh, is that from the photograph over here, or that's a separate?
That's a separate one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a separate picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then another sister did jewelry also, and was quite a seamstress. It just was a very creative environment, and my mom's mom was very creative. And
did your mother live in Phoenix, or did she move here too?
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Now, was your husband originally from Mill Valley, and is that why you came?
No, he, let's see, how did he come here from?
Well, where did you meet your husband?
At the ranch in Arizona years ago.
He was born in Roslyn, New York?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And he came out to the ranch to school for his health and was there for, I don't know how many years, but anyway, I was always there in the summers, and we met there.
He had really bad asthma, is why he came out.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, I was married to an Orm. This was the Orm Ranch that where I met him, and he went there to school.
Mm-hmm.
So then when Mort died, let's see, Dick.
So Mort was, Dad lived with Mort's family, and so mm-hmm. they were best friends. And then Mort married my mom, had the three older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mort died of, they gave him the wrong kind of blood in a fairly typical operation down in Arizona.
And killed him. Isn't that amazing?
That's just terrible.
And then the family asked my dad to come out and design a chapel in memory of Mort.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's how I'm... No, and Dick had been at the ranch for his health for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So he designed and ended up building the chapel, too. It's this amazing structure.
And what town is that chapel in Arizona?
It's outside of the town of Mayer, which is about an hour north of Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And... the ranch wasn't actually in Mayer. It was about 14 miles from us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then during the process of him building it,
we got married.
Yeah.
In the chapel.
Oh, in the chapel that he built. Oh, and what year was that?
50. It had to have been something 56. Like 56. 50. If you came here in 56, it was 55 or 54 or something like that.
Yeah, 54, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the chapel was really a beautiful building.
Mm-hmm.
And Dick enjoyed building it. I can't remember. He designed it, didn't he?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's still there, and the school is still there, and we go down and visit, and it's still part of our family.
Oh, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you came to Mill Valley, and but do you recall what exactly, why this town?
He came to work for
Carl Warnke?
Carl Warnke, yeah.
Who's an architect in the city?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so but you chose to live in this town rather than live in San Francisco?
Yeah, he didn't want to live in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I didn't either. And his sister is in Ross, and his brother's down in Atherton. And
didn't they both kind of want you to live in those two towns?
Yeah, they both wanted us to go to their town, and we liked Mill Valley better. It seemed more like us.
Mm-hmm.
And
a little more hippy-dippy.
So anyway, that's how we settled here.
Mm-hmm. And so, Kim, for you, what was it like growing up here?
I thought it was just wonderful. It did seem, I think, a little bit more small town. It definitely, you know, it seemed like it had more older families and a lot of, it seemed like big families. You know, we had a lot of families in the neighborhood, and you just go to the neighbor's house and play.
Well, both Ross and Atherton are much different than Mill Valley.
In what way, do you think?
Well, they're not nearly as family-oriented, and they're spiffier. And we just didn't like either one of them, so. Mm-hmm.
And what were the things that you liked to do with your family? When the girls were young, what were typical things that you were doing with them?
Well, we were working on this house.
We were child labor.
Continuous child labor, both inside and out. Mm-hmm. It had...
You created all the gardens, too, didn't you?
Yeah. Let's see, the driveway was here.
I think the driveway was here. And didn't you also have the wood milled right here on the property? You had a person bring a portable mill. And and then the one addition they made was the master bedroom that's at that end of the house.
You come in, the master bedroom's right.
Mm-hmm.
In front of you as you're coming up the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the upper floor.
Well, tell me a little bit about your husband. I know he was very involved in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about him?
Well, he was wonderful. And he was a great dad. Mm. He took on 3 children when... Mm-hmm. He married me. That's quite an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. And he was a great dad to all of them. So, and he was a good architect.
Mm-hmm. And what was his specialty in architecture?
Well, anything that came along, really. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be too choosy when you're an architect. You gotta do what somebody wants you to do.
But is it mostly homes or was it commercial?
A bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
He did their office in the city, and then he helped out the office here quite a bit.
Yeah, so it kind of went with the economy, and, you know, sometimes, even now, sometimes we get more commercial projects, and other times it's more residential. But I would say he did a lot more. He did a lot of residential and a lot of in Marin and in Mill Valley. He did, a few of his kind of crowning jewels, I think, was he developed the whole campus for the school down in Arizona. just, you know, from anything from gymnasiums to residences and the chapel and dining hall. And
mm-hmm. What's the name of the school?
It's the Orm School.
Mm-hmm. O-R-E-M?
O-R-M-E.
O-R-M-E. Mm-hmm.
And then he also did a project up in Mount Shasta. He did a ski lodge there on a very short time frame and a very tight budget. And the guy who managed it at that point lives here in Mill Valley, and he just thinks that was one of Dad's biggest accomplishments, was to be able to pull that off, of get, you know, the previous lodge had burned down, and they had, I think, 3 months to get the whole thing designed and built. And they pulled it off, and it was just one of those amazing things. But he, you know, here, of course, he did the plaza.
Mm-hmm. So tell me how that all happened. So he's very well known for did he have the original idea to create Depot Plaza, or how did that all come about?
Well, it was pretty tacky.
What did it look like before?
Well, the original building is still standing.
And that's the Depot Bookstore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not as nice as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So we did get to remodel the building too, which was mm-hmm. an add-on to it. And so that area that you...
What year was it when that was all happening? When this
that was like 87, 1987. Mm-hmm. And
I'm glad you're here, Kimberly.
And so the area where you sit in the Depot building right now,
mm-hmm.
That all used to be open. And that's where you'd stand and wait for the bus. And then there was two bathrooms there that you could access from the outside, which was that covered area. But I think the plaza was, after he was mayor in, 1980, he started, he wanted to continue with some kind of civic projects.
A town center. Where people landed and
could congregate,
mm-hmm. and I am now in Mill Valley, mm-hmm. you know, and it had nothing to tell you were in Mill Valley,
mm-hmm.
sort of.
So after he was mayor, he came up with this idea of, you know, converting the parking lot, the rutted old parking lot, that had a giant puddle in it all the time. I mean, it was a tremendous puddle. I remember that distinctly.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, it wasn't a welcomed idea. I mean, a lot of people were
against changing.
But what were their arguments?
They don't like change.
Oh.
It's just simple as that.
And parking. They didn't want anybody parking in that area.
Well, it was a parking lot. They didn't want to lose parking.
That's right.
They didn't want to change. They thought it was going to make Mill Valley a little too much like Sausalito or bring too many people to it. But he worked really hard to sell the community on it, and the city council at that time did support him. And, you know, nobody knew that it was going to really turn into just the jewel of Mill Valley.
Well, the heart of Mill Valley. People, yeah. that is as was his vision. It's mm-hmm. the first real welcoming thing.
In Mill Valley.
Yes. And it's...
You could meet in the mm-hmm. plaza.
Mm-hmm. You see kids learning to walk there. You see people...
Doing everything, yeah.
It's just amazing.
Picnicking.
So it sounds like he was quite a visionary then.
Yeah, he was.
And what did you do when? So you would you walk the girls to school from your house, or what did?
Well, we're not very far.
Not far.
Kick us out the door and say, "Get there yourselves."
So, anyway, I was very glad to leave. 317 Laverne and come up here.
Oh, Todd Way. Mm-hmm.
Todway. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, did you would walk us to school, and in fact, I didn't want to stay at school, so Mom had to become a teacher's aide for a little while.
She was tough. She did not want to leave home. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I can see why. It's so beautiful. So you were a teacher's aide for a little bit?
Oh, I've worked in all the schools. Old Mill, Edna McGuire, Middle School,
so were you
Cam.
Were you a teacher?
No. I was just a flunky.
You were a volunteer and on the PTA. And
yeah, I was big PTA everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You never were on the school board, neither was Dad.
No, but I went to a lot of school board meetings and made a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's been a great place for us to live.
And so all five of us went to TAM?
Mm-hmm. All five of you went to Edna McGuire, too.
Yeah.
In the Old Mill, yeah.
Katie would have gone to Old Mill, yeah.
And how many grandchildren do you have?
I should have thought this through a little bit.
Had your note cards in front of you.
What did you ask me?
How many grandchildren do you have?
So you have...
One.
You have Merrick and Trevor, Carter, Heather, Seth, Cameron, Raleigh, Luke.
Okay. Thank
you. So that's eight.
Eight. And then how many live in Mill Valley? Just Luke?
Just Luke.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a third generation Mill Valley. Well, I guess second living here. How is it different, do you think, Kim, seeing Luke grow up here as opposed to when you were here as a child of his age? He's now in seventh grade.
So, you know, what I thought was so wonderful about growing up here was just how accessible everything was. We rode our bikes everywhere. I mean, it just was really simple. There was a bus that took us to Edna McGuire or the middle school. And then
you caught it right down here.
Right.
At Old Mill.
Yeah. And... you know, we'd love to ride our bikes. We'd ride our bikes to Tiburon and go ride around Angel Island, or we'd take the ferry into the city and go to Ghirardelli Square and have... Mm. You know, we'd ride our bikes to the... and then ride across the Golden Gate Bridge. We did a lot of bike riding. It was...
And we belonged to the Mill Valley Tennis Club very early on. Dick was quite a tennis player. And that was great for the kids, too. Although they spent most of their summers at the ranch in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we all loved it. We'd go down and play family tennis, and they'd drag us out there. But we all grew up playing tennis. We loved that. And again, that was very accessible. Robin and I would ride our bikes down to the tennis club and play tennis and swim, and I think I had a job at the tennis club for a week, maybe.
No, it was longer than that.
No, Robin was longer. I was a very short. I don't know what happened. I don't know why. I guess I didn't flip the burgers the right way or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, so that has always been, you know, Dad played there into his 70s probably.
Mm-hmm.
And... love to go down there and watch the tournaments and stuff like that. And what was to me great about that was there, it felt to me like it was all one community. And now I kind of feel like it's a little broken apart. It's almost like the schools create their own communities, like Old Mill creates their community. And that's a little different. Back then, I felt like it was all one community. Luke, it's more, it just is, you know, more cars, more, a little more difficult and dangerous to get around on your bike.
And how has downtown Mill Valley changed? I mean, I've interviewed some people who've talked about the different shops that used to be there that have changed. Like, there was a hardware store and another grocery store, I think someone was saying. But what have you noticed about...
It's really not changed a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
It's
the structures haven't. The businesses have. There used to be a wonderful shoe store downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Mosier's.
Mosier's.
And there, where Equator is now, mm-hmm. was a...
Where is Equator?
Right on the corner where the
Bonavita
coffee store.
Was. It's a coffee shop.
The Roastery was there. Wasn't that a men's clothing store?
Oh, I guess so.
What was that called? Was that Mayer's?
Mayer's was...
Clothing.
Yeah.
What was the shoe store? That was run by Brad. And then there was a kid's clothing...
Mosher's. Mosher's Shoes.
Oh, that's right. Mosher's Shoes, Mayer's Men's Clothing. Mm-hmm. I bought dad ties there all the time for Father's Day or something.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Varney's Hardware Store.
Where was that?
That is where... Tyler Florence's.
Mm-hmm.
And they were also cool. You know, they had the wood floors and they creaked and they had...
And Strawbridge's was... Did you say Strawbridge's?
Strawbridge's mm-hmm. was there. That was a stationery store. That one lasted longer than a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that...
And there was the...
Women's store on the corner has always been a women's store. That little one... Is it a women's store now? Or is it a men's store?
Let's see. Sweetwater was there for, mm-hmm. you know, up on Throckmorton for a long time. There used to be, well, we were all sad to see the 31 Flavors. That did last the longest, I have to say.
And but Mayer's had a women's store and a men's store, separate.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, that was funny. There used to be where West America is, that used to be a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the name of it when it was there?
I'll have to think about this. Then down where La Cabana is or something like that, where Pharmaca is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was that Golden Valley Market?
Oh,
and then where Cantina was a market. There was a Gap.
You're much better at this than I am. I'll just listen.
No, you're doing a good job. Purity. Purity. Where was Purity? That
Purity was on the left side of...
That was...
Of Blythedale.
That was in Cantina, I think. That was Purity Market.
That was never anything I went to.
And then there was the Derwiener Schnitzel. That was a good one. That was where Garipoli is.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a gas station on Blythedale, kind of across from where Title IX
mm-hmm.
was,
mm-hmm.
in that office building. That was a gas station.
You're bringing back things I haven't thought about in a long time.
I'm very impressed.
I can almost remember some of these things. The theater, Sequoia Theater, has always been there, and the guy who ran that was such a character, Jerry Montezamberti or something. Just this character of a guy
He's still around, isn't he?
No, he died probably 10 years ago or 10 or 12 years ago. But he terrorized the kids. But it was really fun because you'd go into the theater and it was, I don't know, $1.25 or something like that. And they'd have prizes. Before the movie, they'd have, you know...
Well, you're talking about a Saturday morning...
At the movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you'd go on the weekend, they'd uh-huh. have door prizes or something like that. And they'd... You know, they had real previews. You love the previews of the cartoon
coming movies. Attractions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. Well, it wasn't. No, it was. It wasn't previews. It was little short cartoon mm-hmm. things.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't previews.
On weekends for yeah. kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
was the theater just one big theater, or was it all? It was yeah, one big it was one theater. Big one yeah, screen.
So it hasn't changed.
Well, now it's two screen, or
I think it's three screens.
Three.
No, I think it's only two.
Is it only two? I can't remember.
I think
check.
It is only two.
So, Kim, when you went to Old Mill School, was it? So there, I've read stories about Old Mill having these open classrooms. Was it like that when you were there?
Yes.
What describe going to elementary school?
Torture. So for some reason I didn't want to be at kindergarten, so that's when I walked home. First grade, Mrs. Carner was my teacher, and we had to do show and tell on Mondays, and I was totally frightened by that, so I'd pretend to sleep in on Monday mornings. And that was, I don't know what.
I'm getting lots of info out of this.
And then, I think it was in third grade, they started the open classroom where that all the couches showed up and you'd.
Oh, that was so bad.
What was it? Can you describe that, Lynn?
Well, they were all cast off couches that people didn't want anymore. And, you know, the stuffing was coming out. And, why the school would even accept them, I don't know.
But you didn't have desks really anymore. You had more casual seating areas. I remember in third grade with Mrs. Chittenden, which I'm sure she wouldn't like to hear this, because everybody loved Mrs. Chittenden, but she just had a different, you know, she was going along with that open classroom teaching, and so we'd have a class meeting at the beginning, and then
I really had a hard time with Mrs. Chittenden.
She's a lovely lady still, mm-hmm. still here in Mill Valley. And then anyway, it was very, I don't think I learned a thing mm-hmm. for all of third grade. I think I was in three different classes, and I think Mom led the force to get the principal fired, who kind of...
He was a loser. He really was.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have discipline. He didn't have imagination.
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't up to the job.
Mm-hmm. So you went to the school board, or what? How did you go about getting him dismissed?
Well, I guess I did go to the school board. Or I made a lot of noise about Old Mill isn't what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then there was an auditorium where the auditorium is now. I think that was torn down and rebuilt. And that was just kind of, it was converted to classrooms and again, it was just this really open thing. It really, you know, for some reason I realized that this was a problem. I didn't like it at all because I knew I wasn't learning anything, and it just... But the one thing that I do remember, and I think Old Mill still does it, is the carnival, or where we'd have to do the Virginia reel and the hula. You know, the kids, each class would have a dance. It was all outside,
mm-hmm.
and we'd have a cakewalk and you'd win a goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I remember that.
We had so many goldfish, poor little things, and it lasted a week. But yeah, we'd do all these dances and stuff like that. And then when I was at in sixth grade, in fact, Christy Herman was my sixth grade teacher. And our classroom was on half the stage of what was the multimedia room of the old Ed McGuire.
Mm-hmm.
The school was so full that our class was, they just had these, you know.
Like a partition?
Yeah, and it was, that whole multimedia building was six classrooms.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
I'm glad you're here.
But
going through schools with five kids, it all gets pretty blurry.
I'm sure.
And the schools change. And, oh, gosh.
But they were all, you know, they were all good schools. And it definitely, you know, what I would say is a huge difference and something that, Laurie, I think you need to get on, is the that all the parents have to drive their kids to school. We gotta let go of that. It's just
unbelievable. The cars down here.
It's destroying our neighborhoods, which is too bad.
Yeah, the one thing that Mill Valley School District now has is there's been an enrollment boom. But it sounds like when you were in middle school, there was huge enrollment at that time too.
There was, and so we were the first class in the middle school, and back then it was called, and I guess maybe they've gone back to it, where it's Wind, Wood, Sun, and Sea.
Yes, they've returned to using those names.
And the schools, they were kind of separate entities. Each one of them were separate entities, and so
Wind, and which were you in?
I was in Wind.
Wind.
And so Wind was known for kind of being, Mom, I think, fought pretty hard to get us into Wind because she kind of knew that that's where the teachers were that she wanted us to have. And then the, you know, kind of the more hippie ones were in Wood and...
Can't you bring back all these things I haven't thought about for years?
I know. It scarred me for life.
And what was Tam High like at the time?
Tam hasn't changed that much.
I don't think Tam really has changed that much. I mean, they did rebuild it a lot. I loved all the funky buildings, and I remember I had a drafting class in the top of one of the buildings. It was like in the attic of the
old central building there.
Yeah, it was, you know, you went up this weird stair, and then you were just in the eaves of this, and that was our drafting class. I remember that was really cool.
And it was a stair that it didn't have a wall on one side.
Yeah.
It's sort of at the end of the building.
But it was, I thought it was a wonderful education. It was probably similar to it is now, where you kind of make whatever it is of the education you get there. Mm-hmm. So you make it or break it on your own. It's... and, you know, I was the tail end of four sisters, one of them who was very smart. And every class we'd go into, they'd say, oh, you're Lindley's sister, and are you as smart? And I'm going, no. But it was, you know, it had really great sports. We had amazing track team back then.
And what sport did you do there?
So I did track and volleyball and tennis. And I don't know if Robin and I both did long jump, and we both hold records.
16 feet something.
18.3.
Oh.
And I don't know if I think that record is still stands, which is, that's a long time. It may have, anyway, I think we're both in the top 10 in Marin County still.
Wow.
Which is pretty good. And we had great coaches at that time. In fact, the track is named after one of our coaches, Bruce Grant. And again, the arts, and they had just amazing opportunities. They had auto body classes. And
they still have that.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Auto shop.
Yeah.
It's run by a woman, a female teacher, who is renowned for her auto shop class. Mm-hmm.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they had wonderful ceramics that was run by Kat Ziegard, I think. And then a wonderful woodworking. I think it's in the same building as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think they have jewelry anymore, but that was just an amazing program.
Who was that jewelry teacher?
Mr. McCallion.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
He was such a dear man. I really liked him.
And a lot of those teachers are still around. Mr. Schwartzbart was a French teacher, and Mr. McCallion, he passed away. Mr. Nicholson, I'm hoping he's still around.
I haven't seen him in a long time.
My counselor. Bill, what was his name? The big, tall. I'd see him up at that. I think he still lives in Mill Valley. But anyway, it's fun to find that those teachers are still kind of tracking you. One time I ran into Christy Herman's husband, who was, she was my sixth grade teacher, and he said, "Oh, I know who you are." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh." You realize that they're all kind of
part of the
watching after you, still seeing if you're gonna
if
meet mustard. Mrs. Retka was my French teacher, and she's now Mrs. Angulo, and she's still in town.
I didn't know her.
Well, I think you do know her because she's in the Outdoor Art Club.
Well, there are a lot of people in the Outdoor Art Club that I don't know.
So have you been involved in the Outdoor Art Club for a long time, Lynn?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that.
Well, it's a very, very interesting club, and we're lucky to have it. I mean, you can participate as much as you want. I've been on the board, but I haven't been on the board for quite a while. But I go down every Tuesday to an art class, and it has good programs every week. It's amazing. And there's something for everybody that wants to do something.
Mm-hmm.
It's
when did you get involved with that organization?
Oh, gosh, way back. I can't tell you when I got involved. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you very much.
No, you've told us so much.
Like 20 or 30 years or something
Yeah,
like that?
At least, yeah. I think.
And then the one thing that you, one of the things that you did was, weren't you one of the founding members of the Marin Designer Showcase?
Mm-hmm. I was.
And what is the Designer Showcase?
Well, they take a house and redo it every year, a group, and
and it raises money for,
I don't know what they're doing now.
Yeah, what did you originally raise money for? Was it homeless, or, because now it's part of, what is it part of, the
I'm not quite sure. Is it
Homeward
part of the,
Bound or something?
I think so. It's become, is it part of a home raffle for Homeward that raises money for Homeward Bound?
Gosh, I have to think about that. Anyway, it started out.
I can't
out,
tell you that.
Yeah, it started out where, you know, these homes would be.
We would go in and get a lot of different decorators to do a room. And it was a fun thing to go to because you'd see a lot of good decorations. Mm-hmm. And
then you used to put it on meals that were connected to it at Idest Hall and Sausalito.
Mm-hmm.
And get your children
to You can
to
remember
work,
a lot more of what I did than I can.
But that was, and then you also worked in San Quentin, didn't you? You went over there and taught, or
San Quentin.
That's the prison.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't stay. But I thought you'd go and help them with the women with art classes or something like that.
I think I did. Gee, I haven't thought about that.
That was a long time ago. I don't
that
remember
was a
that
long
all that
time
well.
Ago.
But
I'm amazed you remember that.
I know, I am too. But I do for some reason.
Good thing you're here.
Yeah.
This would be a pretty limp
interview. Not at all.
And then Dad was really involved with a lot of different things.
So you said he was the mayor. So he was on city council at
He was on
one
city
point.
Council for two terms, and he was on the planning commission. And then he started the transportation committee and designed a lot of different, you know, came up with ideas for creating parking and designing Miller Avenue.
Parking was terrible. Mm-hmm. Absolutely terrible. And when he designed the parking there at the
plaza,
mm-hmm. he went through more arrows at that point shot at him, because you're going to take away that wonderful open space and or parking lot.
Yeah.
And parking is so terrible in Mill Valley. But anyway.
Well, I think he designed it so that they got just as many parking spaces out of half as much space. So
yeah. Mm. And provided the plaza. Mm-hmm. So he did a big thing there.
Yeah. And so what else? He was part of the, helped bring the, he didn't design it, but he was part of the design review team for the sewer treatment plant. That was exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he was Citizen of the Year for the Chamber, I think twice. He was Rotary, was member of Rotary for many, many years and president of that. And
he was a busy boy.
Mm-hmm. Was it sounds like it.
President of the tennis club also.
Mm-hmm. That was a great thing for us, the tennis club, because all the kids learned to play tennis. Mm-hmm.
And Lynn, did you play as well?
Mm-hmm. And we all enjoyed it, and we played family tennis, and just it was a good thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
And
they used to have a family swim meet too. That was, I don't know if they still do that. That was so funny.
I think so. I think they still do.
Because they'd do the mother-daughter or father-son, and Robin was a better swimmer than I was, and Mom was a better swimmer than Dad, so Robin always had to swim with Dad, and I got to swim with Mom. It was always fun. But they had fun. They definitely had fun stuff that went on down there.
Well, it was just a simple, it wasn't a status symbol or anything. It was just a nice family tennis club.
Mm-hmm.
And we belonged, before they added the last two courts, so it got pretty tight.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you went down there, you couldn't get a court.
Mm-hmm.
But then we added two more courts,
mm-hmm.
and, which helped a lot.
Now, Kim, you're very involved in our community also. What types of volunteer things or community involvement do you have?
So right now I'm a member of the Rotary Club and was president of that 2010, I think. And that was, you know, something that Dad definitely got me involved with. It's a wonderful club and does wonderful things in the community and internationally. They also have speakers and great members like you. Let's see, I was on the chamber board. That was probably the first thing I did. I think when I was 27, I got on the chamber board and was president of that for 2 years. And, I was kind of one of their younger, I don't think people really got involved in volunteer stuff at that young age. And so they really didn't know what to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of like this young whippersnapper, and they didn't. So they decided that to keep Kim busy, they decided that I should figure out how to get lights into all the trees in downtown Mill Valley. So I worked with an electrician, and I got electricity out to every tree, and then I climbed every tree and hung the lights myself. And it was funny because people just thought that was so cool. They wanted to come climb the trees with me. And
what year was that you did that?
So that had to be, That must have been like 85 or 86 or something like that. And then I did the trees along Miller Avenue, along where the, you know, on down the median, farther down near my office, and then on either side where like Jiffy Lube is and the bike store, I did those trees, and it was really fun. I did it for a couple of years, and then
they drive home, find your daughter up the tree.
Yeah. Mom would get the comments, I think I saw your daughter in the tree today. And then we did this whole thing. There used to be this big, huge chair down in front of the chamber office. And Santa would come to the chair every year. And so we did this whole thing of bringing Santa to the chair on a fire truck and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun. And then, so I was on the chamber board, and then I did the business advocacy committee, which was trying, it was similar to the chamber, but it was trying to study businesses in downtown Mill Valley and help kind of come up with some guidelines. Was on the Fall Arts Festival board of directors, and then was on the Redwoods board of directors. And so I think that was, I don't live in city limits, so I've never been able to run for the Planning Commission or City Council, which
has been
probably just fine with me.
they've missed out on you.
that's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was something that, you know, Mom and Dad ingrained in all of us, is putting back into your community was really important. And it, especially for an architect, I never really made this connection, but, you know, Dad always said, oh, you know, as an architect, you need to put back into your community. And he did that a lot. And then when I went off to college, one of the classes said, oh, yeah, architects have to volunteer in their communities because they have the vision to be able to, you know, help communities grow. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that they're telling me this at school also, that I have to volunteer. Well, I thought, my dad's got to be sitting here someplace.
Or he sent a note to your professor. Make sure you say this.
But, so yeah, it's, you know, it's important to kind of be part of your community. And as you are, you put a lot into your into the community. I haven't been on the school board or the kiddo board or anything like that, which I've somehow dodged that one. For Trisha tried early on, and I just was involved with other things.
Mm-hmm. So are there any other stories or things that you want to share, or something that sparked a memory for you in our conversation?
I can't think of anything. He kept me pretty busy.
Well, you guys did a lot of, Dad also, you was very instrumental in bringing the Marin Theater Company from the golf clubhouse. It was, what was it called before it was Marin Theater Company? It was called
Mill Valley Theater Company, wasn't it?
It was something else. And it was, you know, fairly small beans. And then there was a whole group of them that came together. Ivan Pudiatin, Dad, Solly Lieberman, was it Solly?
Solly was in that. And
there was a group of four or five of them that, you know, went through the whole process of studying where they could put a new theater company, and they
and raised money.
Raised money.
That was big time.
Which is endless. And got, you know, hired the architect and worked with them. And Ivan is still on the board. Dad was on the board for quite some time. And just, you know, that was... That's another little jewel in Mill Valley that, mm-hmm. you know, just is so critical to the vibrancy of the town.
Well, original building over there was so limited as far as growth into a theater company that you had to make up your mind to really go for it and raise money and build it, and so get people interested. And,
and now it's become one of those, again, like you said, it's a jewel, but it's one of those things people just think it's always been here, that they don't think about what that people had to
do to
come up with the idea and fundraise and actually have it created.
Yeah, it was very limited at the community.
Oh, at the golf clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. You know, the meetings were up on the stage, and you had to set up your own chairs, and so it was a big step.
Mm-hmm. So one question I have on this list, and it's the last question, it says, of what are you most proud in your life?
My children. Mm-hmm. And my husband, my family. Mm-hmm. He did a lot in the community, and Kimberly does a lot in the community, and
You did too.
Well,
you did. I mean, one of the favorite things that my mom did that I thought just was so sweet was we had this neighbor down the street here, Pat DeFremery, who was blind. Mm-hmm. So mom would take Pat swimming at the community center. Well, first you would go to friends' houses before the community center was built. And, just she'd guide Pat along, and she was just always so
keep
giving
her busy and out, get her out.
Yeah,
she had no way to get out because her husband worked in the city, and we were close friends. So
that was just a wonderful thing that you did. She was a very sweet person, and it was just a wonderful friendship.
Yeah, it was a wonderful friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've always loved all of your friends, too. I've always thought you just had such a wonderful group of friends who were...
I think so.
...fun and entertaining, and a lot of them had big families, so we had,
big
kids to play with and...
Gatherings.
We'd have big gatherings and a lot of kids around. And
lots of... bring your food and your family and get together.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked out very well.
And something else that you both did, which I thought was amazing, is you always opened your house to people who needed a little help. Mm. And so they had, I think, probably 8 or 10 foreign exchange students who lived here over the years. And then... friends of all of my siblings really would come and stay up to a couple years.
Mm-hmm. Some and of probably went to school here.
Mm.
So
I think Eric stayed for 3 years or something like that. And, it was probably another 10 kids in the age between 18 and 20, or 16 and 23 at different times just came and stayed, and they provided just this safe haven, and especially with this house, I mean, it just is, you can't.
I've got two now, right?
Two living here right now. Yeah.
Friends of Kim's.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So, and they're great. They're helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know where they would roost if they weren't roosting here, but I enjoy having them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think what you've always, you and Dad both kind of lived and breathed was community. Community and family was just their approach to life, and I just have always thought that was a wonderful approach. It just it encompasses so much and is a very giving way of living.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're a good kid.
Well, I thank you both for your time and your extraordinary piece of Mill Valley. I mean, you both have, you continue to play a huge role here, Kim and Lynn, what you and your husband have done. These are things that will be here into perpetuity, and people really just see them and don't really think about what our town was like without the Marin Theater Company or Depot Plaza or Lights in the Trees on Miller Avenue. So thank you both.